A devotion for Easter Sunday, a hidden kingdom. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. John 18:36-37. His servants didn't fight to prevent their king's arrest. How foolish. There was the sword swish to Malchus's ear, but the king halted this defense. "Put your sword back in its place." While that may have saved Simon's life, that allowed the process to continue unhindered that would cost the king his own. How foolish. And here he stands before Pilate and refuses to defend himself from the lying accusations. And with that refusal, the king brings closer the sound of pounding nails and the agony of death. How foolish. Except, through all that seemed so weak and foolish, this king, knew he would live to fight another day. All of which sounds like just more foolishness. But today is the glorious day of days when we see he wasn't foolish at all. The foolish king who wouldn't fight steps from a sealed tomb, alive, victorious. He lives to fight for his own. No, still not with swords or other weapons of worldly kingdoms, but with his heavenly kingdom's gracious, forgiving truth. It's the wonderfully upside-down heavenly kingdom where the servants don't fight for their king. The king fights for his servants and hands them the victory. This foolish king, who wouldn't defend himself before Pilate, lives to speak in our defense before his father's throne. The foolish king, who bowed his head in death, by dying defeats death for all of us who, because of our sin, live under death's seemingly undefeatable reign. This may be a hidden kingdom to those who vainly hope in earthly kingdoms. Yet on this Easter day, we who put our hope in this king find ourselves part of the only kingdom that will never end. This king will never fail us in life, through death, to eternity. This Easter, may the glory of this hidden kingdom and of our gloriously risen king lead us to improve on Pilate's words. "You are my king." We pray. "You have died for my transgression. All my sins on you were laid. You have won for me salvation. On the cross my debt was paid. From the grave I shall arise and shall meet you in the skies. Death itself is transitory. I shall lift my head in glory." Amen.